For sure.
Take your Bibles, please, and turn to 1 Peter chapter 5. First Peter chapter 5. Heavenly Father, I pray that you might bless the preaching of your word once again. Lord, you know it's a high calling to handle the word of God correctly, to preach the whole counsel of God. Lord, guide and lead us as we study. Give me the power to preach in the Spirit under the Holy Spirit's control. Help us, Lord, to be stronger because of it. Have the answers to life more and more as we delve into the Word of God week by week. Bless the preaching in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
1 Peter chapter 5, a verse that may be familiar to you. I hope you have a pen out always. Everyone needs to have their own Bible open, have their own pen, and being able to learn and grow, no matter what is going on in your life, you can do that. God makes that possible. 1 Peter chapter 5 and in verse 7. Should have that outline. Casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. Like to preach a while on the subject of burdens. It's something that everybody has. Burdens within your life. Everybody's going through a hard time, one way or another. Some more than others. How are you going to handle your burdens? What does God tell us? Are we supposed to run to a shrink? Are we to spend a lot of gobs of money on psychiatrists and psychologists and medicine, and on it goes? That we're supposed to do? The Christian has a different life than the world. Who is on the Lord's side is what we saw. That's why the world does not understand us and hates us just like they hated Jesus. Nothing new. We go by a book. We don't go by culture. We don't go by government. We don't go by what other people think or want. We go by the Word of God. David, in the Old Testament, was the greatest king that Israel could ever have. They even have the signature of their flag in blue. They're David's star, they like to call it. But he was a great man, but see what he says. Go back to Psalm 55, the book of Psalm. In chapter 55, David, the writer of the psalm, he says in verse 22, cast a burden upon the Lord, and He shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. A lot of things will try to move you in life. But you're a cut above the ungodly world that we live in. You are a child of the King. Claim it and live it. You have the omnipotent power of God on your side as you live for Him. David had all kinds of things within his life. They were so heavy. Look back in verse 6 of that same chapter. He says, "And I said, oh, that I had wings like a dove, for then would I fly away and be at rest." He was hoping to be like a bird and get away from it all. Obviously, we are not birds. Do not jump off any skyscraper. You can't fly away from it all. You got to follow the Word of God as it tells you how to live in this nasty now and now. That we every day face the problems and trials. For the Lord's sake, do not make your life harder than it has to be by you doing foolish things or sinning against the Lord. You will pay the price. Whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. If you ask forgiveness, God will forgive you, but you're still going to go through the consequences. Don't make more burdens in your life than you need to. Be wise, not fools. Stay close to God. Well, we see right here, David had burdens. If a great man like David had so many burdens and cares and troubles and everything else, running away from King Saul and going without food and raiment and hiding in caves and everything else, put yourself in his place. You don't live like that. You got a nice home you can go to with heat and everything, and you can go down to Walmart, you know. I mean, everything comes from Walmart. And all of that in life. You understand? There are millions and millions and millions of people worse off than you are in this life. We need a good perspective. You know, life is not made up of just sunshine all the time. In life, you got to have rain too. Everybody has burdens. Good Christians have burdens. This charismatic movement that they got with the tongues and the healing and everything else and the prosperity gospel, you know. Boy, God will bless you. You just do this and that and send you money here and that, and God will bless it, and it's a seed and all this kind of baloney going on. Listen, just because you have a burden or a problem in your life doesn't mean you're not a good Christian. Some of the best Christians that ever lived have more burdens than you do. And matter of fact, our hymn book, that's why I love those old-fashioned hymns, brother. There's a story behind every one of those hymns. Amen. And usually it's a bad story, a bad thing has happened. But it comes up praising the Lord, even though he's going through it for sure. Paul himself, the Apostle Paul, he had so many things going on. Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 11. 2 Corinthians chapter 11. Verse 28. He He said, beside those things that are without, that is, outside, that which cometh upon me daily, the care of all of the churches. Even the Apostle Paul, the greatest Christian in the New Testament, I believe, he says that keeping these churches straight after that he has founded these and led these folks to the Lord and all of that, got them planted. He's fighting false doctrine in these churches, problems in the churches, worldliness in the churches, unconcerned Christians for the lost in the churches. Even Jeremiah in chapter 8 of verse 15, he said, we looked for peace, but no good came. And for a time of health, and behold, trouble. He had trouble, he had burdens, Jeremiah went through it, one of the greatest prophets, a major prophet in the Old Testament. It got so bad, he was going to quit the ministry. But in Jeremiah 20 and verse 9, he said, I will not make mention of him, nor speak any more in his name. But his word was in mine heart as a burning fire shut up in my bones. And I was weary with forbearing, and I could not stay. He couldn't quit. You definitely don't want to do that when you have burdens. That's not how you handle your burdens. I'll get into that in a couple of minutes. But even Jeremiah, all of these in the Old Testament, you remember Ezekiel. He was so depressed and everything out of sorts. He sat down under a juniper tree. And God had to send the ravens to feed him. All kinds of things going on. A great man like Ezekiel called down fire from heaven. A great prophet. And right in the midst of his ministry, his wife had a stroke and died. You talk about problems being heaped on good, great men. You find that in Ezekiel 24 if you want to follow it up. You remember Martha and Mary. Her brother died. Lazarus died. Seemed like nobody cared. We just sung the hymn, didn't we? Does Jesus care? Yeah, he does. And he'll come in his time. And he'll do a miracle. Huh. Days are filled with sorrow and care. Hearts are lonely and drear. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. Cast your care on Jesus today. Leave your worry and fear. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. Troubled soul, the Savior can see every heartache and tear. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. Amen. 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 Terrible singing, but you get the message anyway. What a wonderful blessing. What are you going to do with your burdens, your troubles? the things that are holding you back. What are you going to do in this circumstance and that circumstance? The Lord talks about it. Matthew chapter 11, please. Gospel of Matthew chapter 11. The verse that you is familiar to you also. It says in verse 28. Come unto me, ye that are at labor and are heavy laden. Your burdens. And he says, I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. I and most preachers use that for salvation, salvation verse. What's context? Everybody's got problems. Everybody's got burdens. You can't find any rest. In verse 29, he tells you, come to me and I will teach you how to handle your burdens. Learn of me. Be meek and lowly in heart, and then you'll find rest unto your souls. What do you do with the burdens? What kind of burdens do people have? Should have a burden for the lost. No matter what you're going through, you're 100% better than somebody that's unsaved. Go to Romans chapter 9. Acts and Romans. Romans chapter 9. What a time Israel's going through right now. I wonder how the traveling is to the Holy Land these days. That'll put a damper on it. We won't even go into everything that's going on over there, but that is terrible. Unexcusable. People are taking sides and everything. You'd expect liberals to stick up for Hamas, to stick up for those in Islam, for Iran that's giving all of the money and all of the power and everything to them, and Russia as well. All these nations gathering together against Israel. Bible says that's what tribulation is at the end, Armageddon. You're seeing a lot of history being made right now. It's never been like this, except in 1948 when they became a nation. U.S. the first ones to recognize them as a nation. And everybody started, Syria and all of them, started fighting against Israel. Wanted to destroy them. Anyway, before all of that happened, Romans chapter 9, Paul's talking about, and he says in verse 1, I say the truth in Christ, I lie not, my conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Ghost, that I have great heaviness and continual sorrow in my heart, For I could wish that myself were accursed from Christ for my brethren, my kinsmen according to the flesh. That's a whole study by itself, so I'm not gonna go there. I'm just gonna point out that Paul had a burden for his own people. Even though they were unsaved, he had a burden for them to be saved. So through Romans chapter 9, 10, and 11, he deals with all of that and the fig tree and everything else that goes into it. Kind of burdens the people have. They have health burdens. What do you do when you get sick? I mean real sick. Ready to die sick. There wasn't any medicine and stuff back then. You didn't call 911 back then, brother. No doctors or nurses or hospitals or anything else going on back. What'd they do? I got sick. A burden, brother. Come down with leprosy. They didn't have any cure for it. Go off in a cave somewhere and die. Quarantined from everybody else. On and on it goes. They got health burdens. People have marital burdens. Problems in their marriages. There is no excuse for that. You got two saved people going to the same heaven, and they can't even treat each other right. You ever heard of love? Need to back up each other. A lot of marital problems just caused by our own hard-headedness, stubbornness, pride. Where's the humbleness? Where's the family altar? Getting the kids together and so forth. Teaching your children what they need to be like. Kids that are brought up in an atmosphere where there's fighting and yelling and everything else going on all the time, how do you expect them to turn out? Well, you take them to church once a week and expect the pastor to wave a magic wand over your children to take away everything that they learned and seen all week long in the marriage, in the home. God help us have Christian homes. Need to have husbands loving the wives. Wives loving the husbands and being in submission to them. Sometimes you have children problems, kid problems. What do you do with your burden? What are we learning this morning? A lot of times, all of that's unnecessary. Come to church, pay attention. Get into the Word of God. Listen to the preacher and the godly counsel you get. Some people have problems and burdens about work. Employment. Work conditions. Let me give you some things you should not do when you're run down. We call it stress today. Yeah, it's burdens. It's problems. You got them in all kinds of things in your life. Number one, don't doubt God. You can You can get down and blame God for a lot of things. Don't do that. Don't doubt God. Well, if he says something in the Word, it's true no matter what. Go to Luke chapter 10. The book of Luke chapter 10. Not 10 that I want. I don't know how I didn't have that down there, right? Where it talks about men ought always to pray. What is that scripture? Anybody know? I thought it was Luke 10, but maybe not. Obviously not. What's that?
Remember, always to pray and not to faint, right?
Yep. I know it started right off. No, I can't do it. But don't doubt God. Go to him in prayer. That was the whole idea. Always men need to pray. To pray. What do you do with your burdens? Go to God. How do you contact God? Prayer. And believe what God said. God's always faithful to you. Go to him. So that's the first thing you need to do. Make sure you don't doubt God. Why would you pray? Don't you believe God can answer your prayer? Because all men always need to pray. Will he find faith on earth when he comes again? It tells you further on in that portion of scripture also.
18:1.
18. That's what I wanted. 18 chapter 1, yeah. Verse 1. That men ought always to pray and not faint. Don't stop, in other words. Does it say always? Yeah. You're to do it always. Go to Luke 21. See if I can get that. Maybe that's right or not. Let's see. Luke 21:36, watch ye therefore and pray always, that ye may be counted worthy to escape all these things that shall come into pass and to stand before the Son of Man. We know the context is the last days and everything, but there's going to be so many things going on. Men's hearts will fail because of all of the burdens and stresses and everything going on. Don't doubt God. Believe him. Get close to him. Get closer to God than ever. Go to Psalm 55, please. The book of Psalm 55. Psalm 55 and verse 2. Who knows what Philippians 2:14 says?
What's it start with?
Huh?
What's it start with?
Do all things without Yes. All murmurings and disputings.
Yes.
Don't murmur. Psalm 55, even in the Old Testament, verse 2, he says, attend unto me and hear me. I mourn in my complaint and make noise. Here's David complaining. He's murmuring. How easy it is to murmur when you're going through something, when you got a burden, you got a problem. Don't murmur. One guy was so poor he didn't have any shoes. And he was making a big deal about that, of course, you know, woe is me, I don't have any shoes. He said, I murmured until I saw somebody that didn't have any feet. Then I stopped murmuring. Everywhere there's somebody else worse off than you. Third thing, don't blame God. Galatians 6, 7, I mentioned before, you will reap what you sow. Don't blame God for it. Don't ask for God for what you deserve. God ought to put me in hell right now with diabetes on top of it. That's not what I deserve. That's what I deserve. God hasn't given me that. God will come bless you in your problems. Always give thanks in everything. As you're going through that thing, in everything, you give thanks. Don't blame me, God. Don't ask for what you deserve. You're not better than anybody else. You're just a sinner saved by grace if you are saved. Fourth thing, don't be bitter. Don't be bitter. Bitterness is contagious. Get around somebody that's bitter, wow, it'll rub off on you. Got a critical spirit. You're always blaming someone. You don't forgive. I'm not going to live that way. It's always true. Folks done things to me, I'm not going to live like that. I'm going to forgive them anyway. That's the hardest thing for anyone, I think, to follow what Jesus said to do. Love your enemies. Love your enemies. Forgive them that despitefully use you, and on he goes. Don't get bitter. Don't do that. A brother named Brother Price down south, a man for no reason shot his boy and killed him. His heart was broken. Like yours would be. Brother Price went to the jail and asked to see the man. He walked in there with a big old King James Bible and sat down with tears running down his face and said, sir, I don't understand why you killed my son. But I want to tell you about when somebody else lost their son. And he told the murderer about the love of God and led him to the Christ right there in jail. True story. Don't get bitter over terrible things that happen to you. But some people, they won't even speak to other other people that had over things that happened 35, 40 years ago. Family members. See how important this message is this morning. You got to understand the blessings that outweigh the bad. God's the blessing maker, brother. You want blessings, you go to God. No matter what you're going through, go to God. Things can get bad in your life. You heard about the woman that failed at everything she did. All her life. She said, I'm nothing but a failure. She went up on top of a huge building and jumped off. About 20 stories high to take her own life. The wind was blowing and she fell only about 10 floors and the wind blew her back into a balcony and knocked her out, and they rescued her and brought her out on a stretcher. She woke up and they said, what were you trying to do? She said, well, I failed at everything I've ever tried to do all my life. I thought I'd just end it all and take my life, but I failed at that too. To the end of yourself. That one's not true. John 10:10, what's that say? Jesus said, I have come to give them life and to give it to them more abundantly. Yeah, you're going to go through things, but he's got an abundant life for you to live. Number five, don't quit serving. People get bad things in their life and so forth, and burdens and all this, and get all worn down and they just quit. Quit serving. It's the worst thing that you could ever do. You're feeling sorry for yourself. What you need to do is get busy. Go to a rest home. Go to a hospital. Give out some cookies to somebody. Give out some flowers to somebody. Think about lifting others' burdens. Get your mind off of yours. Get it on theirs. Because if you quit, all you can do is sit at home. And you got all that extra time to just feel how bad you got it. That isn't going to help you at all. I'm trying to help you deal with burdens within your life. What should you do? Romans 8:28. Everything's coming into your life for a reason. For a purpose. All things will work together eventually. In God's time. In God's miracle that he does and bringing something into the picture you never dreamed about. You better start living by faith, brother. You think you're going to run away from him or something? Don't run from your burdens. Don't run, stand still. Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show you today. Only God can do that. The true story is that years ago, when Jack lived in Waco, Texas, his baby girl fell out of a high chair When they were eating and hit her head on the floor, the little girl died. It nearly killed Brother Jack and his wife. She was the joy of their home. They had the funeral arrangements made, and a tornado came through and nearly destroyed Waco, Texas. It completely annihilated the funeral home where the little body was. Jack Holcomb said that he went down to the funeral home and dug around looking for the body of his little daughter. He said it seemed like the Lord just said, "Jack, why don't you just go down to the cemetery?" They were having funerals of some of the storm victims down there. He went, and they had about 50 caskets lined up, open, where people could pass by. He went walking by and looked in a little casket, and there was the body of his little girl. Jack Holcomb stood there and wept, said, "I don't understand all this." But when he left there, he was singing. "Singing I go along life's road, praising the Lord, praising the Lord." Life can get mixed up. No answers. You got burdens and problems, you don't know what to do. I hope these guidelines will help you a little in your life. God's able to guide us through rough waters. You know, there was not one of God's children that drowned that day at the Red Sea. Nine million of them came in out of Egypt. God can do far above what you ever thought about. Daniel never got eaten by the lions. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego didn't burn up in the furnace. Don't run from your problem. Remember, God is sufficient. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, Paul prayed 3 times for healing. And the answer was, "My grace is sufficient for thee." The weaver. My life is but a weaving between my Lord and me. I cannot choose the colors. He worketh steadily. Oft times he weaveth sorrow, and I in foolish pride forget he sees the upper side and I the underside. Not till the loom is silent and the shuttle cease to fly shall God unroll the canvas and explain the reason why. The dark threads are as needful in the weaver's skillful hand as the threads of gold and silver in the pattern he has planned. I'm so glad we have the kind of God we have. All of the power, all of the intelligence, and merciful. He maketh a way of escape, it tells you in Corinthians. Maybe these are some hints and guidelines that are going to help you along in your life. Help you with the day-to-day problems. maybe big problems that have come into your life lately. Maybe you can share these with others that have, don't know what to do with their problems, with their burdens. People don't know. Suicide abounds. Wars abound. Don't know what to do about this. Let's start a war. Crazy world. I'm glad we got a God in control. Go to Him.